What's happening, everyone? Welcome to the Secure D podcast. My name is Matt, and I am Secure D. And the guest this week, again, for the third time, is Paul Nguyen. It's very exciting, but also terrifying when Paul's on the podcast, because I think he likes to try and push exactly what I think is appropriate to cover on the podcast. And today is definitely no exception to the rule. We discuss the recent AirMag sort of semi, not release, but release of information and promotion. We also discuss the amazing Globe Unemployable book launch down here in Melbourne and the Sneaker Freaker Mitchell and Ness swap meet that was at Globe's headquarters. We also talk about pickups and a bunch of other fun stuff. Paul really takes it off topic. I totally blame Paul for all the off topic discussion in this podcast, but it's really fun. I think everyone will have a good laugh. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the new podcast. Remember to please use the hashtag SecureDPodcast on Twitter if you want to suggest any topics for us to discuss. This is more of a conversation, just a bit of a laugh, this podcast, rather than us just nailing topics like we've done in the past. But I will try and do some more of that stuff again moving forward. So hope you enjoy the new episode, and we'll see you guys again soon. Sick, what's happening, Paulie? How you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Run down after the big sneaker weekend.
Yeah. Oh, we started? Shit.
Yeah, we started. There's no like formal intro here. It's just straight in.
We're straight in.
Yeah. I'm not going to make the joke I want to. It's too early in the podcast for that.
Like you do with the ladies.
What's been going on?
Nothing. Just work and ladies and...
Your ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, the shooting ladies. Yeah. For people who don't know, Paul has an awesome side job. It's been a busy couple of weeks. It's been a little while since I've done a podcast. I've had a lot going on, but we are back at it. And I guess it would be only right to kick it off with the Mag Mayhem. Yeah, that was my grandfather's. Oh, he's just holding a switchblade. Anyway, moving on. So the Mag Madness of the last couple of weeks. Obviously, the shoes didn't come out, which was probably a bit of a disappointment to everyone. Probably even Nike. I think Nike unquestionably would have aimed to release them, but they would have run into a manufacturing problem or something along the lines, and it's had to be delayed. But I still think the press and media and everything was really good. What do you reckon?
I'm not really a big Back to the Future fan, and I don't really get the Mag thing. It's a fucking space boot. It's more of a space boot than the Yeezy one. Yeah. Like, how do you wear that shoe? Do you wear that shoe? Nobody wears that shoe.
I think if you look at it without like the nostalgic goggles of loving the movie, it's not a great shoe. No. But like when you have that love of the movie, then the shoe becomes so much more important. It's like me loving that Goonies Puma disc. Like if you don't love the Goonies, maybe that Puma disc looks ugly to you. But I think when you have like that nostalgia vision, it becomes so much more desirable. Plus the fact that, you know, people have waited 30 years for it to come out.
Yeah.
And it's actually here with auto-lacing and the lights.
If you call that auto-lacing, it's kind of...
It's still auto-lacing.
Kind of. It's like...
Yeah, it's all right. It works for now. I thought like the little handwritten note by Tinker to Michael J. Fox was great. I thought the Michael J. Fox appearances with the shoes was really cool. So I think they did a lot of cool stuff without releasing the shoes. But one thing they did say was that they're going to be all auctioned again, which some people are disappointed about. Rich guys are pumped about because it's a charity, so they can use it as a tax deduction. So, they're going to go for $5,000-$7,000 again.
Clearly. No, they're going to go for more. Well, they just released that, what, the Dornbecker... 12?
Yeah. It looks sick, though. It was really cool.
Yeah, the nice one. Not the one that looks like Godzilla.
The one with the shoe on the side. Yeah.
And those start at 10,000.
Do they?
Yeah, well, every single one that's gone up.
Yeah, but there's only 12, 10. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's going to be 500-600 mags, I reckon.
Yeah, but everybody's going to want one.
True, but not everyone. Like, is there 600? Obviously, there's 600 people that will drop $5,000 on a shoe, but like... You filter a lot of the market out after the first 50.
Tiny Temper, like, went all in 32,000.
37,000 on the first one last time.
I don't
even
know what Tiny Temper sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's raps, right? He's from the UK. Yeah. But he had a couple of big hits here, I think. But
I always think he's like poor man's Dizzy Rascal. Is that
I've seen Dizzy in concert 3 times. I freaking love Dizzy Rascal. But yeah, look, I mean, clearly they're going to go for a lot of money, but... I'm thinking maybe not as much as last time. Like, after the first 50, then it starts to go down.
What happens to the old bag? Do they just, like,
They're all on eBay, Paul, because everyone knows the new ones are coming.
Are they just worthless now, dude?
So they dropped off massively on eBay like a month or two ago, but now the price has gone back up. So I think people were anticipating the new ones releasing and potentially looking at funding the new one or cashing in on the old one before the new one came out, and people only wanted the one with auto lacing.
Yeah, because now, like, if you sort of go, I have a pair of mags, and then they go, the power lace one, and you're like, no.
Yeah, it'd be like having like a LeBron without Zoom Air or something. You're just like, the major function of this shoe isn't there.
I'd heard that originally the thing that was holding them up was the fact that they couldn't decide on whether or not just to do power lacing with no lights, so that the dudes who had the ones with the lights would still be special. But now they've done it with lights and power lacing, which makes the other one redundant.
Yeah, it does. But at the same time, Nike do try and do that. Like, I mean, every retro Jordan is hypothetically a little different, even if it's only a date stamped on the tongue or something. They do like to differentiate them. But yeah, I mean, I think the auto lacing is enough. It would be ridiculous to release the shoe without lights. That would have been ridiculous. The only thing is, I've seen a couple of pictures of the original ones in the last week with the lights all not working anymore.
Yeah.
Like, man, if I got a $7,000 pair of shoes and the lights go out, I was upset when the LA Gear lights stopped working.
Yeah. Well, Andy Montana in Adelaide, his plug thing didn't quite fit properly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think he shakes it a bit and it worked again. And
oh, wow.
Luckily, I don't know what you do if that happens.
Do you reckon if this auto lacing thing works, we'll end up with auto lacing in a ton of shoes in like 4 or 5 years?
No.
No? No? I'm on the other end of the boat. I reckon we will.
You reckon?
Yeah. They put bloody everything on an Air Max 90. It's only a matter of time.
Because isn't it like you put your foot in the, and it has a
pressure pad, yeah.
Yeah, some kind of heel sensor.
Like kinetic energy thing, yeah.
And then I guess so if you want to, and then it like sucks in and you can press it again to make it tighter. Yeah.
I don't know. Look, there's guys on YouTube that have created automatic lacing systems, which are really good. Yeah. And they'd done it years ago, just before this whole madness sort of started. Nike might have seen it.
It's unnecessary, like a hoverboard.
Yeah, but go tell someone who loves Back to the Future that they shouldn't have a hoverboard.
Oh, no, not that hoverboard. I mean, like,
Lexus one?
The Segway
I freaking hate those things. I don't get those at all. Are you talking about the Segway without the pole?
Yeah,
I don't get that.
No.
Guys are hustling those like they're the best invention ever.
Yeah and it's funny because, if anyone who's listening to this, buy the cheapest one you can find. As long as it has a Samsung battery, they're all made from the same factory.
Are they?
Yeah, came from the same box.
No shit.
Well, originally they were. I don't know. Maybe now they're different, but they used to just come out from the same factory and everyone was hustling.
Jesus. Yeah, I don't get that whole fad thing, but I was putting money away for the mags originally, and I ended up putting away about $1,500 and then just stopping because I was like, actually, Matt, you have other things to spend money on. Yeah. You're not a famous rapper and you don't have billionaire parents. So let's just put this money away and stop looking around at all the toys I've spent money on. Yeah. Boy, I know what you're doing.
It says the guy who has a backyard with trees.
Yeah. Come on, man. I just couldn't do it. So.
I bought Louis Vuitton card decks just before. They're in my car.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you remember to buy Louis Vuitton card decks.
I got playing cards in my car.
The premise of coming to my house today was to drop off shoes and you forgot that.
Yeah, my bad.
And you were half an hour late when you gave me shit.
Hey, you were more than half an hour late to my house last time.
Was I?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, you got there at 8 and you were supposed to be there at 7. It was
that, I'm never late, Paul.
Yeah, I was sitting down in my subterranean bunker like being,
Yeah, so you're pointing out the fact that I have trees and you have a bunker under your house.
Yeah, because I live in the ghetto, like my house burned down.
No, it's like the Donnie Darko dungeon of the house. No, like, and then you were giving me a hard time about not getting to the swap meet till 8:30. I was like, man, I didn't even start till 10. And you forgot my shoes then anyway.
I had one of the two.
We'll have to sort that out later. Yeah. But obviously, moving on from the mag, we had the amazing Unemployable book launch by Globe on Friday night. And I saw you there. And I've got to say, after being to sneaker events, like... for more than 10 years. It's one of the best events I've ever been to.
I thought it was just going to be a room full of weird sneaker guys. Yeah. Like, and skateboarders. There'd just be skateboarders everywhere. Yeah. Like bad tees. Curly hair and hats, you know?
Yeah.
And you go in the State Library and they've got like a DJ in the middle of that booth.
Oh, man. So if you are from Melbourne and you weren't there, it was in the National Library in the city opposite Melbourne Central. And it was freaking unbelievable. There's a study room there, which is about 8 stories high, and it's just like a cathedral. It's absolutely beautiful. It's an amazing old library, and it was converted into the Globe event for the night. The podium in the middle was turned into DJ decks for Peril. There was a bar at every entrance. Everyone who attended when leaving got a free skateboard and show bag with stuff in it. Like, it was just
a show bag.
Well, I think didn't the board come in a bag? Like, I gave mine to Matt from.
Is that why he had so many? I thought he was just hoarding them.
Did he get more than one?
Oh, he had a few.
I'm gonna kill that bitch. Matt, you're in trouble. He took my pass, and he's like, "Oh, I'm not gonna get one." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
And then he ran back upstairs after I came down and I got my board signed by Rodney Mullins.
I'm gonna go on about Rodney Mullen in a minute. What a dick, Matt. You're in trouble. I'm emailing you tomorrow.
I didn't snitch. I don't know what they're talking about.
He took my pass. I was pretty drunk though, so I would have given it to anyone. But
you jumped from a.
Oh, we were not going to talk about this tonight. Anyway, so the event was really, really good. It was great. Like, there was a great mix of renter crowd, but like OG sneaker guys, and Rodney Mullen was there, and the 16-year-old inside of me lost his shit. I spoke to the guy for like 20 minutes and he was the best dude ever. Like, genuine conversation, cared about what you said. Like, I didn't feel like I was being a burden to him at all. Like, just super, super chilled out dude. And then I ran over to you drunk. I was like, "I just met Rodney Mullen." And then all went over.
The guy in the Tony Hawk game.
Yeah. And then we all went over and you guys all got photos. And I do regret... I don't know, like, maybe what people can give me some feedback on this, but like, I'd spent 20 minutes talking to him and it was such a good, genuine conversation that I didn't want to feel like I ruined the conversation by asking for an autograph afterwards.
Mm.
So I feel like if you get an autograph from someone, you kind of don't sit there and talk. You kind of like, "Hey, can I please have an autograph?" And you roll. Like, I had spent quality time with him and I didn't want to like ruin it by asking for an autograph.
Isn't it the other way around? Because if you just get an autograph and you roll, it's kind of jerkish. If you talk to him for like the longest time and then they give you the skateboard and you go back, you get an autograph.
Yeah, I get that. Fine. I get that. It does make sense too.
It made more sense than when I saw Eric Banner there.
Yeah.
And I was standing next to this girl that one of the other guests had brought along. And she's like, "I want a photo with Eric Banner." It's like, "Okay." And then she grabbed him. It was like, took a photo and then like pissed off and then left, you know, me standing there next to Eric Banner going, "Hey."
Yeah, hey Eric, I saw that movie with you in the car, it was good.
I really like that
that chopper thing was really good.
And then when you were in the Star Trek movie. He was in Star Trek,
was he?
I think so.
I don't remember. I just thought it was super cool. And yeah, look, I do wish I got a photo now, but I was pretty drunk and
you were really drunk because your way of telling me where you were was like impossible in there. You're like, "I'm in front of the bar." I'm like,
"There's a lot of them." Which one? The other thing we do, like me and my friends, when we're in a crowd and we can't see everyone and someone's lost, we get someone to put their hand up and just do this in the air. Like clap, one-handed clap, because then you just see that one hand in the crowd no matter where it is.
Yeah, because you're tall, but I'm like short.
Yeah, but the problem was I realized after doing it for like a minute that I'd never told you that this was something I did with my friends. I'm like, "Hey, Paul, I'm over here. Hey, Paul." And then I was like, "Oh, that's bloody stupid." But I eventually found you and the Up There Boys and stuff.
Yeah, and you were in a suit.
Yeah, because I had to go to a party afterwards, which was more boozy. And I had not really eaten or drunk anything all day. So, it was a big night for me. It was good.
Yeah, there's a lot of canapes and...
I didn't eat anything, dude. I don't eat party food because I'm allergic to nuts. So, like, I don't want to have to die in the middle of the event.
You're taking homophobia to a new level, are you?
Yeah, you leave that door wide open. I can't eat, like, party food like that. I just avoid it. So, generally, I'll just get, like, some cheap... Nuggets or, you know, aka nuggets or something on the way in, but yeah, I bailed, and it was a poor decision. I felt pretty sketchy on Saturday. But it was a freaking killer event, moral of the story. I got to pick up the book. I am in the book. I got a picture in the book.
I still can't get over how cheap that book is. That book looks like it's worth like $1,000.
Yeah.
800 bucks.
I genuinely, like, when I asked how much the book was, I expected 250. Like, I was like, you know what, 250, I think it's reasonable.
Yeah.
And the book's 80 bucks.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, if you're into books, like, I have a book collection, which is probably worth more than my toys on this world, genuinely. At least close. And, I am super, super excited about this book.
Like, that book is 3/4 the height of a shoebox.
Oh, and it weighs 5 kilos or something. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're into books, hardcover, Unemployable by Globe, pick it up. It is, it's an amazing business story, history on skate in Australia, and yours truly has a mini appearance, so get involved.
Anyone from Globe, if you're hearing this, please send me a free one, thank
you. Well played. We should have, like, given them a sponsorship at the start. Well, rolling on from Globe, it was a huge weekend for Globe, because then I saw you again at the swap meet on Sunday. I've seen you more than my girlfriend the last week.
That's, well,
awkward. Anyway,
I've seen you more than I've seen my wife, and she sleeps in my house. So.
So yeah, we had the swap meet on Sunday, and you had a stall this time, and I didn't. So it was roles reversed. How'd you find working behind the stall instead of just visiting?
Well, this is the first time I've ever sold shoes, and it's not that hard, really, because you know, I'm...
You were slinging them, though. I saw. I sit. My method of selling is silence. Paul's is like, buy the shoes.
Yeah.
If someone picks it up, buy the shoes.
I'm Asian, and we used to have those like New Year festivals, and I used to, you know, work at the festivals, and the Asian way of selling is to heckle somebody until they like either walk away or they're like, all right, fuck, I'll buy the shoes.
Just ruthlessness. Pure ruthlessness.
Yeah.
So you sold a bit of stuff, did you?
Yeah, it's really weird because you're selling stuff that you don't want, that but then you expect somebody else to want.
To want, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And did you notice any trends? I genuinely noticed a lot of people in Puma. I know that, like, I obviously have a soft spot for Puma discs and stuff, but, like, at least in, like, there's always a trend. Like, the last couple have been Super Jordan.
Yeah.
I reckon I saw 25 pairs of Yeezys at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Not today. Oh, you mean on the swap meet?
Yeah.
I didn't see anyone walking around a Yeezy. I did see a lot of Puma, but that's because a lot of people wearing the Sneaker Freaker Pumas.
Yeah. That makes up for a lot of it too, yeah. But I mean, I just mean like Yeezy Boost 350s and stuff. I saw at least 20, 25 pairs. And I don't mean Yeezy One, like Nikes. Yeah. They were all the Addy collabs, but I did see a fuckload of them.
You know those Yeezys released today? Like Yeezy Season 1?
The 950s?
One? The 950s, yeah.
And did they?
You can buy them online. Like,
no, they're just sitting.
$750 boost.
I was going to ask you about that at some point today.
The clothes are sitting online. The clothes were sitting online.
I am paying $2,500 for a pair of sweaters.
Oh, you don't want a $650 camo t-shirt that I can buy $20 at Army Disposal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's fucking stupid, man. Those memes about him like dressing the homeless person and like having the clothes comparison was
Aliens 3. If you watch the dude
Aliens 3,
and you see that
that 950 is sitting there, I'm not surprised. Like, it's a pretty gross shoe.
Well, there's three colorways. There's a tan one, a black one, and something. And there's 650 or 750.
Did they release at Sneaker Boy?
Yeah.
Did they sell out at Sneaker Boy?
No, they're online. You can.
Oh, they can still. Yeah. That's amazing.
Jackets, the $2,000.
Yeah. I was wondering why Sneaker Boy had Yeezy apparel. I was like, you guys don't really peddle that much apparel, but I guess it's so high end, it does make sense.
Yeah, but when the fuckboy goes in there and he wants to buy his shoe.
He's got 10 grand and he wants three things that Kanye made.
Yeah.
Or that someone else made that Kanye said okay to.
He wants that brand in brand shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. This is a lot more expensive than the Asian Juicy Couture tracksuit.
I saw kids wearing the Rick Owen stuff, and I'm like,
I saw like three pairs of those as well. I was like, what
is that shit?
Who does that?
It looks like a bad Skecher.
I had a discussion once with someone from Adidas in Japan, Adidas in Portland, and I was like, what are you doing with Jeremy Scott? Like what are you doing? And he goes, it slaughters in Japan and China and Hong Kong and stuff. And like, I guess that's true, because it doesn't. It does. Some of the silhouettes do okay here, like that Batman Wing One and stuff. A couple of them do okay, but like as an entire range, I find it aesthetically displeasing. But yeah, he's just like, it moves massive units in Asia. So I guess that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, if you walk through Harajuku, you see kids with the panda heads and the
Or mafia.
Yeah, yeah, or mafia. But you know, when it's on a cute little Japanese girl, it's kind of hard.
Like, yeah, yeah, I guess it's different. Yeah, but yeah, did they release the Tan 350 today as well?
No.
Okay, so that hasn't dropped
yet. Those 350s are going to come out. I think those are going to be, like, they're going to be people lining up.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we talked about, I think the last podcast was the day before you went to piss off everyone at Up There. I mean, there was 1,000 people for a pair of, you know, for 10 pairs of shoes or whatever. Like,
Fuckboys got mad upset at that Up There one.
Yeah. Can we recap? I don't know if we recap that at all. We'll do it very quickly, but... they tried to not let anyone line up to a certain time.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster. It got on the news.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of, like, Vietnamese fuckboy kids lined up, like, down the street around the corner where the town hall was.
Yeah.
On Thursday night, and then got upset that they couldn't get into line and got pushed around by all the other kids. It's sort of like...
Yeah. I ain't about that life, man. I wear stuff other people do not care about, and then in 2 or 3 years when they care about it, I have the best collection of it.
Yeah.
AKA Puma Discs.
Yeah, Puma Discs are in now, aren't they?
Puma Discs are coming in, and I've got like 35 pair, 30 pair.
But you know that they're probably on the way out when...
Real quick.
When, what's it, High Snobriety is making a
the Ronnie Fieg one.
Ronnie Fieg blazer.
It's already out, yeah.
Why'd they add a strap to it?
I don't know. I like quilting on anything, though. Ever since Stussy did the blazers...
The quilting's nice. It's just that strap.
It's a bit weird, yeah.
Yeah.
The R69... 8 is kind of cool too, but yeah, you know it's a popular model when those guys start jumping on.
What happened in the Puma Bait collection?
It's still coming out. Don't worry, I asked on Saturday. Yeah, it's still coming. Don't worry, Paul. We'll find a way for you to get the jacket.
I want that jacket bad. I want that jacket bad.
If anyone from Puma is listening,
if anyone from Puma is listening, I really want that jacket. The whole collection, baby.
I guarantee you, everybody wants that jacket.
I won't tell you where I was, but I have held them in hand, and they do look way nicer. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, buddy. You get a way to see everything, but I did see them in person as well, and they're great. I want them, but it is funny. I was talking to people about it on Saturday, like the whole disc thing, and I talk about them a lot because it's my favorite shoe, and I feel like I'm contributing to the popularization of a shoe that I wore because no one else wore it.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that. I tell everybody I hate Air Force Ones. They suck.
People. Nobody buy Air Force Ones. Currently anyone is. So you're all right.
Yeah, because I was at the swap meet and I bought more shoes from Ray, and like I went up and I was
did you?
Yeah, Ray wanted like send them out for it. I'm like, Ray, really? Come on. I'm the only guy that's going to buy this.
Yeah,
you know
nice.
It. I know it.
I saw Ray. What did you buy?
I bought... he had a mushroom suede kind of sample that I took. And I took his LeBron Air Force One sample as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been buying samples. I got given today a Air Force One SWAT sample. Have you ever seen the SWAT?
Oh, yeah, the boot. Yeah, I remember.
Did they sell to the public?
Yes, they definitely. It was like I remember that, and it definitely did come out, but... I think it was probably like quick strike numbers, so probably only a couple of thousand.
Wow, I'm surprised they would have even tried to sell it.
I'm pretty damn sure, because I know about it, right? And I would only know about it if it came out.
Yeah, ugly all black with the steel cap
toe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've done a lot of things to that shoe over the It's like Frankenstein now.
It's like, this is a really... But, you know, you have it for the record, something that...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're gonna be catching up to Clark Kent soon with your Air Force One collection, buddy.
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. That guy gets all the stuff made for him now. So Sneaker Freaker also had a bunch of collabs on exhibit. I won't touch on the Globe one too much because that'll probably get pushed later on. But they released their Mitchell & Ness reseller hat, which you are wearing.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the hat.
Yeah.
So it's a box tee Supreme style reseller stitched brim black cap. Flex fat, it's not flex flat, snap back,
yeah.
Sneaker Freaker embroidery on the side. Nice, simple hat, $60 though, right?
Yeah, it's like reseller price.
Yeah.
Like the irony.
Everyone was like, is this reseller price? Like, you can't resell this. It's already $60.
Well, I was hoping it was going to sell out because the moment it was going to sell, it was going to be on my table for $200.
every other table. But I think it was weird because Sneaker Freaker was selling it and Mitchell and Ness, who were a sponsor of the event and had a massively cool stall down the front, were selling it as well. And I was like,
were they selling it for $60 as well?
I assume so. Yeah. I'm sure otherwise everyone who bought it at Sneaker Freaker would have rolled. But yeah, it's kind of cool. I guess it's just a bit of a piss take, right? Like,
I think for me, I just thought it was funny. I can't believe, like, online how much flack Sneaker Freaker has gotten for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any press is good press, as long as you're not going to jail.
But it's like, why do people hate resellers? If you hate resellers, why do you go to swap meets?
It's full of resellers. I hate nuts, Paul, but I'm going to a peanut factory.
That's right. That's the one thing I don't understand. Like, you go to the swap meet to buy shoes, unless you're those dudes that have those stalls where they don't sell anything, they're just stunting.
Yeah.
It's like all these shoes, everyone's like, oh my God. And they're like, no, it's not for sale. Just look at it, don't touch it.
They confuse me.
Why do you drag all your shit out so that other people can...
That's a lot of work to sit there for 8 hours and be a dick.
This shoe is awesome. But
I think because everybody has this, like everyone. A lot of sneaker people are like, well, I should get the deal. So everyone goes because they hope they get a deal. But like, everybody knows the price of their shit. Yeah. You're never going to get a deal, man. No. Like, the days of getting the deal are done. Like, very rarely, unless you're like a super always on eBay looking for shit, get access to shit early, Paul Newman person.
Or you collect shit that nobody wants anymore. Paul Newman person.
Yeah.
Or you're at one of the Sneaker Freaker swap meets. I got a pair of, MF Doom SBs for dirt cheap.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because the guy left and left his girlfriend there to sell and he didn't put prices on it.
Oh my God, you rolled someone.
When?
Their girlfriend's going to get so much trouble, Paul. Yeah. You just caused a domestic. That's what you did. Your happiness has a direct correlation to other people's unhappiness.
Or I got him laid. Think about it that way. She's like, no, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. How can I make it up to you? Bang.
Yeah, if they've been together a long time, he doesn't care. No. Oh my God, Paul. You're ruthless. That's so funny. Yeah,
isn't that what you do? Like,
I manned Hans' stall and people were coming over asking and I'm like, I don't know, just wait for Hans to get back.
Oh, I manned Frank's store and he had those Crooked Tongue 580s?
The
New Balance thing. And they were worn and like, I had to call him up. Some kids come up and asked and he's gone $500. I'm like, what
are you doing?
Apparently there's only 99 pairs of them.
Yeah, who cares? But there could be 99 pairs of dog shit. I am paying like $500 for it.
Kid contemplated. The kid was like, oh wow.
Oh, there was a lot of those kids there though, man. Like, I stood behind the custom table with Sam and Chase and Damon, and I was like, yeah, people were coming up and asking and like, hey, how much is this? And then you tell them and they stand there for a minute and think and then they just walk away. It's like, you never had that money in your pocket. You were never going to buy that. You're just sitting there going like, oh, I look interested and leave.
Shit, he made eye contact.
Yeah, he made eye contact. Oh my God, is that security? It happened only twice at the saw.
What do you mean? I yelled it every time I saw you. Yeah, oh my God.
You're a dick. And you forgot my shoes, you bastard. Fucking messaged me at 8:30 when I'm fucking driving back from Chelsea Heights. Hey, Matt, come in. It's 8:30. It starts at 10, but get here now. Oh, by the way, I forgot your shoes when I get there.
Were you manning Hans' table? Did you manage to sell those alien stompers?
No.
Because I was like, who's going to want these alien stompers?
But if you know what they're from, they're awesome. It's one of the best movie product tie-ins of all time.
But nobody knows.
That's the problem. I did a YouTube video once. It was like the best 5 tie-ins to like movies ever. Mags was all obviously number one, but like number two was Reebok Alien Stompers. Yeah. It's ugly as shit, but Ridley wears them to beat the aliens, and they were so cool in the movie, they fucking released them.
Yeah.
And not 30 years later, straight away.
Yeah.
That's a shoe that needs to come back, man. It's got a strap, it's high, it's ugly, it's the market is right for it.
Slap a glow-in-the-dark soul in them.
if Adidas wasn't so dedicated to destroying Reebok, like, oh, man. That being said, Reebok's had a lot better last 12 months than they've had the last 5 years. But nonetheless, that shoe should be out, 100%. I would cop Reebok Alien Stompers just because they're in Aliens.
Yeah, and only in the OG colorway, like the gray, and red. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was really, they only released it in two or three colors from memory. The gray and red was the main color.
Speaking of Reebok, the Sneaker Freaker table had the sample G-Unit pumps that had been there for like ever.
Yeah.
Someone bought them at that.
Did they?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Oh, wow. No, there's always a few gems on the Sneaker Freaker table there, but I go to that event to see everybody and then I leave. Like my hands are in my, I gave you money this time, but you're the only person that's got money out of me at a swap meet for like 7 or 8 swap meets.
Says that, I'm going to be giving you the money back soon.
For Pork Russell, yeah. By the way, Pork Russell will be out in about 2 weeks. But
but if you're hearing this, I would like one for free.
You come on this podcast just to ask for things for free. You know who listens to this, Paul. Fuck, that's funny. But yeah, no, it was a killer event. A big weekend for Globe, which was awesome. And they're kind of funny though, like there's no way that... I have absolutely no insight as to how much Friday night costs, but there's no way it costs less than $100,000. And then the swap meet's kind of free. I mean, obviously, there's probably expenses in running it and stuff, but at least by comparison. But huge event, two events, one open to the public, one VIP. Big weekend it's biggest weekend for Globe I can remember for a decade.
They weren't flogging the Crip stuff hard this time.
Nope. No, well, I guess they were the major sponsor last time. This time, the major sponsor was Mitchell & Ness.
Yeah.
So I guess you get allocated less space.
Like when the girl goes, do you want us to spray your shoes? You just have to sit up on that throne up there. Yeah, yeah. No, fuck that.
No, man, you know what? Like, I considered it. But one, I've never sprayed my shoes with anything. And two, I didn't want to be, like, put up on a throne and, like, stand out in the crowd. Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't want to do that.
No.
And I already had, like, fluoro green, like a Charlotte Hornets Aero Jams. I stood out enough.
Yeah, those things are amazing. I got to go upstairs and buy a pair.
And they're like only like $70, man. Like $80 shipped or something. It was so cheap.
Yeah.
And the purple one has a glow in the dark sole. Oh. And the glow in the dark sole is fire. Like just under like tungsten lights like this, it'll glow. It's amazing.
You know, I love all things.
I know, that's why I just told you. It's purple. And green. It's your bloody Evo 1 colors.
They just released 3 J Dilla albums on vinyl.
I know. You've seen my J Dilla Stussy toy, right?
Yeah, I bought the J Dilla albums and they don't glow. And you have to, I don't know what you have to do to make them glow.
Oh, really?
I put the flash on my phone on them and streaked across and I just got like one thin line.
The two best glows on a shoe I've ever had are the Atmos Sun and Moon Puma Disc collab. That thing, I walked outside and walked back in and they just were on fire. Like, it's the strongest glow I've ever seen on a shoe. And then the second one is probably the Aero Jam. You get both pairs for $180, man. Still, like, I was all about it.
My Jeremy Scott wings glow like crazy.
Do they?
Yeah.
We're hating on Jeremy Scott for 5 minutes. Then you pop up with a Jeremy. Hey, I got Jeremy Scott. Well, you're Asian.
The dark. It's
you're
a whole Asian, shoe. Paul. It's a whole shoe that glows in the dark.
There's two things Paul collects. Yeah, like glow in the dark shit and Air Force Ones. Glow in the dark Air Force Ones. Yeah. The fappening happens again.
Yeah, it's like, it's another
bury
shoe.
Me.
Fuck, this shoe's ugly. It glows in the dark. What?
Oh, man. So have you bought anything else recently?
I bought a whole bunch of... I've been buying a lot of, like, Air Force Ones. I bought this new Air Force One that comes out that's all tumbled leather, white tumbled leather. Nice. And it just has a gum and, like, a gum midsole, gum outsole.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Nike IDs, because they're, it's canvas camo month.
Yeah, nice.
You can't say no to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just random shit, really.
And yeah.
I'm trying to stop. Because I'm running out of room.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
It's time to get the Bowen statues gone.
Yeah.
No. Hey, Matt, how about that wall of toys in your room?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Why don't you get rid of the minions?
Yeah, no, I can't. And, dude, I swear to God, that's probably 80 minions. I have, like, another 150.
Fuck.
In a box in my storage. Yeah. When I have more space, I'm doing a wall of minions. And I don't have fake minion. And the problem with... You know what the problem with this is, right? I'm going to hate on this right now. I'm going to hate on minions and I never thought I'd do it. I started buying minions when Despicable Me 1 came out. Because I love the minions. Same reason I have a bunch of green aliens in this room from Toy Story. Yeah. They're all over the place. They're just smaller and hidden.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a million minion toys, which is why I love them so much. Now, they realize the minions are like crack. And everybody wants to buy them. And there's a bazillion, and I've pulled the pin because like I'm a completist, right? So I had every minion from Despicable Me 1, I had every minion from Despicable Me 2, and then Minions comes out, and might as well just call it fucking product placement.
Yeah,
that movie, like it's all those I have all the big talking ones.
Yeah,
they re-release them exactly the same.
Yeah,
just holding a banana. I'm like,
It's like some because I like the talking ones.
Oh, yeah. I got the talking Bob.
I just got the talking Bob.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
with the bear.
Yeah. It's just pretty cool. Hey, yeah. Bob.
I didn't get the Gru because the Gru shit me because he's not
to scale. Yeah, it pissed me off too, but. I bought a huge, when the dollar was really strong, I bought like, I did like a massive like $800 toy order from toyzoo.com.
Yeah.
And the box was the size of this table.
Yeah.
And I just chucked that in.
But I don't like the new Minion aesthetic, the denim. Overall thing.
Yeah. Nah. So yeah, I'm pulling the pin. I have all the McDonald's ones. I gave you the one that swore, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, I'm a good guy.
It's in my sister's room. She loves it. there's apparently a purple talking minion somewhere.
What? From McDonald's?
No, like from the big series.
No.
Yes. They made it and then they scrapped it. There's like
no. Yeah. Oh, eBay troll tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, if I find that, I'm going to spend money.
It's going to be one of those things where the fucking toy hunter like goes look for the fucking.
You know what they do have out now too? They have a $79 huge Tim.
Fuck off.
Yeah, in Toys R Us. It's huge. It's like 20 inches. It's almost as big.
He's not the dancing one, is he?
No. It's just a piece of plastic. It's a storage container like that Lego head there. But it's the size of the Power Ranger up there. Fuck. This podcast is shit for everyone because I'm just pointing at toys. I just realized for 10 minutes we've just been pointing at toys and talking.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
People, there's like two people that have listened to it to this point. Anyway. Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say?
No, my wife goes, oh, you're on a podcast. I'll go listen to it. And then she's like, 5 minutes in, realizes that she doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about. She's like, you swear a lot, but there's no, I don't know what to
swear. Do you remember when we never used to swear, Paul? I do. I guess for me, like I bought the, because of you, you got me spending money. I got the Missoni Auckland Racer.
Yeah.
Converse collab, and then I also...
Those would never sell for $154.
I can't believe it, Paul. I was looking everywhere for those. I don't know how your link turned... Anyway, we don't need to go. We don't need to have this conversation in the podcast. What else did I buy? And then I bought the two Aerojams and the Fragment collab as well.
Look at his corporate life. He starts buying a whole bunch of shit now.
Yeah, well,
ballin'.
Do what you gotta do. And then I guess something that you mentioned, which I one thing I forgot, the Alien vs Predator tee that you told me about.
Yes,
at the swap meet. This might be the highlight of the swap meet this time. Just I don't want to take your story away from you. You show me a photo. What's this kid wearing?
This kid walked by and he had a Aliens vs Predator tee. It's an Alien vs Predator on the top, but it was E.T. and Michael Jackson.
It's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm not laughing right now because I laughed for about 10 minutes before this podcast when you told me. But God damn it, it's hilarious. And E.T.'s being held by Michael Jackson, like cuddled.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's good. Yeah, I had a great laugh. That is a fantastic T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then you were telling me Jordan's selling his house.
Yeah, for 15 mil, but you get every Jordan ever made. I wonder if it's just like his regular line or do you get all the shitty ones like the...
And all the ones that never came out like the bowling shoes that him and Gentry wear.
Or the 7-Eleven 16 or whatever. Those ones.
All those weird ones, yeah.
Do they still make those?
No, they still make Spizikes. I remember when that shoe came out, I told someone I shouldn't have that. I thought it was a bastardization of everything the Jordan brand stood for. Probably not a wise career move at the time. But...
You didn't say to...
I did. Yeah.
Holy shit, really?
I'm really honest, man. I'm really honest. I never lie in this podcast. I just omit things. I should have kept my mouth shut that day.
Mad fails.
Yeah, try and backtrack from that. We were in the car together too.
What?
Yeah, it was real awkward.
Could you move? Like, were you sitting in the front?
No, he was, and I was in the back.
Oh, see, that's all right. I've had a mate.
I got to look around the corner though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. You had a mate what?
I've had a mate who's like gone to a girl's house.
Uh-oh, where's like... this going? Is it...
Well, let's just say it hasn't ended well. But then he's left and then he realized he needed a lift to the city. and got this girl to drive him to the city. And he's sitting in the front next to
her. Oh my God. What an emasculating story. That's way, oh, that's not as bad as mine, but still, like, yeah, that's shit. How do we get onto these kind of stories every time we're on the podcast? Like, hey, mom, I'm going to listen to this story. Like, this podcast is all about shoes, and she walks in and I'm pointing at toys, yeah, and you're talking about a guy who can't get it up.
No, no, no. He got it up, but she had taken a whole bunch of ecstasy. And when you take ecstasy, you become dehydrated.
Paul, this is a sneaker podcast. What are you doing? You could have just, like, jumped over.
Let's
the
just say it was like sandpaper.
No, we can't. Sand, no, nothing's paper. Happening. Nothing's happening right now. Nothing's happening. Holy shit. We've hit a low point in this podcast, yeah, history. I know there's like five people at least listening to this, yeah, laughing, and I'm very embarrassed. But
whenever you go to somebody's house to fuck them, make
Paul,
sure
this
you
is
get
for
a ride home.
This is for the children. This is like that time.
Children,
ODB. This is for the children, Paul. What are you doing?
Children know that you need a ride home afterwards because it's awkward.
Paul, I'm never having one again. Oh shit. Oh man. And
so Michael Jordan giving you every shoe that he's ever made, apparently.
Yeah, I don't even know how much that would be worth, but it sounds like the house is probably going to be
Michael
a steal.
Jordan's cheap. Like, it's $15 million for the house. Like, Michael Jordan's cheap, so I wonder if, like, he, like, then gives you, like, one colorway of every shoe.
Yeah, I reckon that's what it's going to be. I reckon it'll be like, what? There's no way. There's thousands of Jordans that have come out over the years. And you know, Jordan brand are going wide now, too. They're going to every area of, like, sport. They're going to be doing skating, lifestyle. They're doing everything. They're getting out of not getting out of basketball, but they're broadening their horizons to become Nike-esque.
It's they're going to implode. Because then they go into baseball.
And skate, but all their
baseball cleats and everything, it's just a Jordan with cleats on it.
Yeah, I know, but they'll be expanding the design team. There's all sorts of stuff going on at Swoosh at the moment.
I don't give a shit about all the other Jordans.
No, no one does. No, but the thing is, the brand stands alone now because there's a whole generations of kids now who are buying Jordans that have never seen Jordan play basketball. They don't know who. They don't.
Supreme video. Did you see the Supreme video where the kids
I don't watch Supreme stuff, Paul.
Well, it's not. It was a Complex video, and they were filming the kids waiting for the Supreme Jordan.
I didn't even realize they came out. What a fucking bastardization.
And they were asking them, like, who coached Michael Jordan? How many rings he won? Didn't know.
Not as many as Robert Horry.
Who's Robert Horry?
Oh man, yeah. I've intentionally not brought that up today because I knew we were going to swear a lot, and I didn't want to go on like a 10-minute F-bomb rampage about that shoe because I hate it.
Why? Because it's like the silver metallic 5 that they released, but it's got Supreme on it. Now everyone wants it.
And I don't fuck with Supreme, man. So
can you customize my silver metallic?
I swear to God, I've had at least 15 people email me about that. At least like 15 or 20 people email me and go, can you write SUP on the side? I'm like, how about we do it to a different colorway? And you say you've got a PE or some limited edition. We try and do a hoax onto the internet. Like, let's do that. And they're like, no, I just want the fucking silver metallic. I'm like, nah.
Fuck, can you write SUP on mine and then draw the fucking Drake owl in the back? Yeah. Like an OVO
Supreme Drake Jordan collab. Yeah. And then, oh no, I'll just do the silhouette of him dancing on the side.
Have you seen Mike Tyson sing Hotline Bling?
Yeah, it was on Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel or something the other night. I saw it. It's on my newsfeed. I haven't watched it yet, though. Is it good? Tyson was on Lip Sync Battle, and I was afraid someone in the front row was going to get, like, sexually assaulted. It was the most aggressive lip syncing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. The guy just, like, battle thrusted for 3 minutes.
I
was
he
terrified.
Do you still, like, take somebody out?
Of course.
I think if
he's the champ, man.
I think if he takes somebody out now, but he'd cry at the same time.
Yeah, he'd be very upset about it, but...
He'd be like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, say that to his face, Paul. He's still a machine, dude. I like Tyson, man. But yeah, he's still huge, too. He's still torn up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure. He probably still trains. I know he goes to watch Ronda Rousey a lot.
Yeah.
We'll leave that there. Anyway, we might leave this podcast there because this has gone off the rails and we're towards a rough 40-minute sort of goal time anyway. So if you have made it all the way through the embarrassing stories and the pointing at toys, thank you for hanging around to the end. Please hit us with hashtags on Twitter, the Secure D Podcast, or just Secure D Podcast. And if you have any questions or topics, suggestions, we'll use them in the future and give you a shout out. So thank you for listening, and hopefully it won't take a month for the next one to come out.
It will. He's too busy now. He's changed. He's famous.
I'm going to China again in 3 weeks.
You're going to China? Why are you going to China?
I got things to do over there. Anyway, for another time. Okay. See you, everyone.